Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Gus, what's coming up in the Word in the next couple of minutes? Amen?
Definitely, definitely. Before we go to the listeners, I'd like to go personally to your cousin and ask you, how is he holding up? How is he doing?
He's doing good. He's doing good. The family's doing good. Praise God. They were very happy to see us all support them and
good.
Being there for them tonight. And it really made
good.
A difference. Amen. Amen.
Good.
So
good.
Praise God for that.
Okay. Praise God. Okay, listeners. I already know that Brother John let you guys know about what we're about to hear. I'll give you guys a little bit more in detail what we're about to hear and what we're about to teach. I love these Old Testament teachings, and there's a reason why, is because Brother John has been blessed in understanding in the New Testament and opening up the scriptures, and the Lord has blessed me with some of the Old Testament. I still got a lot to learn, but we're growing in the knowledge and the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ together. That's why we're doing this. So as we go verse through verse, we're going to be starting with Joshua, probably Joshua 1:8 and Joshua 1:9. Caprelo Del, be strong and courageous. Then we're going to be talking about him conquering Canaan. This is the conquest of Canaan, conquering the land. And the Lord told him that he will give him the land. And he promised that 400 or 500 years earlier to Abraham. He said, to your descendants, I will give the land. All that you see, look to the left, to the right, look north, south, east, and west. Everywhere that your foot treads upon shall be yours. And we're seeing that. And then later on in the book of Joshua, at the end of the book, it says, promise of God came through and came to pass. And that applies to our lives today. Jesus says his word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, which is tomorrow and forevermore. So if God's promises came through then, there's no reason why they should not come through today. So if God promised you a blessing and you've prayed by faith, we're going to hear a lot about faith tonight. God will come through. You're going to see tonight that faith and work goes together. They're not two separate things. By our obedience, we see things come through faith. We're going to be talking about Rahab. She was a prostitute in the Bible. Some translations call her a harlot. It's the same difference. We're going to be talking about the two spies, that were sent out to the land. And why did Joshua choose these two men, and how come they had a better report than the other men 38 years earlier? So we have a lot of ground to cover. I'm not sure if Brother John told you guys that we're not going to get it all in tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about Joshua going into the land. We're going to give some history about Jericho, the city, how big it was, when was it defeated, and then later on, probably next week, we'll get more in detail to Rahab's story and the two spies. God bless you, Brother John.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, some of the listeners out there, you might be wondering, well, what does the story of Joshua and Rahab and Jericho have to do with it? Well, you know what, today, there's a lot to it. And as we go, I know the Holy Spirit will open that up to us and reveal it, what it has to do with us today in our lives and in through faith in God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that God is going to reveal something very, very beautiful to your hearts. Amen. So God bless you tonight. Tonight, the call-in number, if you're listening by internet, you need a prayer, you have a question or a comment tonight, you can call in. Area code 917-889-7893. I'll repeat it. It's 917-889-7893. And if you can't call in tonight, if you live in another country and you're listening by internet tonight, well, you can go email us at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. So please write us a comment or a prayer request, whatever the need might be. We will get it, see it. We will pray over it. I can guarantee you that. And we will get back to you. Amen. And just to family member, invite them. Some of these teachings will really, really bless your heart, and you'll
Amen.
Really start to grow in the Lord. And
they're blessing
and so
me,
please,
Brother John.
Yes. Amen. Myself also, and I just want to share with the listeners too tonight, you know, that you can come in through Blog Talk Radio, because we're broadcasting live every Friday night. This is Blog Talk Radio, BLOGTALK Radio.com, and type in Gypsies for Jesus, GYPSYS. We spell it a little different. Okay, we know it's not supposed to be spelled that way, but we do it so the home can find us easily. That's
right.
How most
right.
people spell it, so that's how we do it. And it's Gypsies for Jesus, Faith Radio. And click that in. You can hear us live. You can hear us if you're not available. I know that there's a lot of listeners that listen to these programs afterwards, and we want to say thank you and God bless you for that, for the faithful listeners tonight. Well, before we go on and on, we talk all night. I'm a talker. I like to say, how about we open up with a prayer before we share the word? Brother Gus, if you're ready
Please.
Tonight,
well, yes.
why don't you pray for the word tonight, my brother?
Got it.
Us listeners will pray along with you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Amado Dragudel. Naisista Kadevla, because we can come together, men and women, warm gaje, every tribe, nation, and tongue. We worship you, Father. Your word says everything that has breath, let it praise the Lord. And we're praising you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you're continuing to do. Tonight, as we open up your word, we ask you that you open up our hearts, that you would send the Holy Spirit to give us a spirit of understanding, that you refresh us by the water of your word, and that you would help us, Father, to not only hear your word, but to receive your word, and that it would give us instruction tonight on how to go forward and what these things are meant for to be taught tonight, these Old Testament scriptures, these Old Testament stories. Paul says that they were written for our instruction. So let us learn from that. Let us apply that to our hearts tonight. I pray that you would send the Holy Spirit upon our brother John, that you would lead him and guide him, Father, in righteousness, that you would give him words of wisdom to bless your people, Father. Your word says, if you love me, you will feed my sheep, feed my lamb. Well, Father, we love you, and tonight we're looking to feed your sheep. Bless the listeners, open up their heart, mind, and soul. In the mighty name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Brother Gus. The mic is yours.
Okay. So we're going to be open up, if you guys want to go to Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We're going to start off with that. That's going to be our context tonight. And everything else is going to be following that. That's going to be the basis of our story, Joshua 1, 8 and 9, the basis of our text. And I'm going to give you guys some time to get there. If you're using your tablet, your iPhone, your whatever internet computer, or if you're using your Bible, highlight it, underline it, circle it. These are words to live by. I learned these scriptures from my uncle a long, long time ago, and they stick with me. They were just words back then. Now they're life. I'm older, and I'm starting to realize what they are today. So Joshua 1, 8, and 9 tells us, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Now, the book of the law is the first five books of the Bible. That is the law. That is the Torah. That is what the Jews read once a year, the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now, those five books are already written, and God wants them to be a part of Joshua's life. Now, Joshua's name translated in Hebrew is Yeshua, which means savior or salvation. And Moses' name means to draw out. Now, Moses succeeded him, but Moses died because he struck the rock rather than speaking to the rock. And we know that rock represented Jesus Christ, because it tells us that rock was Jesus Christ that followed them 40 years. Now, Moses draw the people out, but was not able to bring them in. Now, Joshua is the picture of Jesus. He brings us into the promised land. The promised land is heaven. For them, it's the promised land on earth, the land of milk and honey. We receive a lot better promised land. Okay, they went into the promised land. It was great. They conquered it, but they died. We're going into this promised land, but we'll have life, the abundant life. John 10:10. So it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. The word meditate means to constantly have upon the brain, regardless if you're working, regardless if you're off of work, on vacation, if you're driving your car. You could always meditate on God's word, or a better phrase would be chewing on it. That would be playing a scripture or listening to a sermon. There's never a time where we can, or we should say that I had too much. You know, I can't have God's word today. It's just, you can't have too much of God's word. The more you have of it, the better it is for your soul. It's healing to your bones. To meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do all according to what is written in it. So Joshua now needs this book of the law in his life. God is asking him to do, to take the land, to lead the people, to obey the commandments. And that's what we need to do today. Now, if it was important for Joshua, it should be no different for us today. We need the book. Now, not just Old Testament, it's New Testament as well, because there was no New Testament. Matter of fact, the only thing that was written back then was the first five books. Joshua was not even written or penned back then. It's actually being played out, if you will, at the time that we're reading. The only books Joshua has is, remember, the first five books. Going back now to verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now you see how success precedes prospering. Now they work hand in hand, but prospering has to be done in our lives before success will come. If you look at the second part of verse 8, it says, then you will make your way prosperous. So that word then means, first you need to have the book of the law, which is God's word. Okay? What I'm saying out of context and say, you got to obey the Ten Commandments and everything will be well. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. God's word in a whole, the entirety of the Bible, Old and New Testament together. For then you will make your way prosperous. That word then means when you're in the word, when you're meditating, when you're trusting, your obedience and your faith is working together. Then your prospering comes. You'll prosper in your business. You'll prosper with your family. You'll prosper financially. And then you will have good success. Now, well, people might think prosperous success ain't about money. Well, a lot of people are very prosperous, but they do not have success, meaning they never overcome anything in their life. They have all the money they need, all the wants they ever wanted, but no sense of accomplishment. Jesus said on the cross, tetelestai in Aramaic, he said tetelestai, meaning it is finished. That's what we need in our lives today. When we're in God's word, that applies to us, to tetelestai. It's finished. We may have other things to do tomorrow, but you know what? Bless us. He's given us accomplishment for today. And I'm satisfied. I spoke with John. John, I had a good day. I was blessed today, John. I did good. Do I got things to do tomorrow? Yes. But I know a lot of people that are wealthy and have all this abundance of vehicles and money, but there's no sense of accomplishment or success like they did anything good. They're constantly not happy or not achieving anything. That's why Jesus said on the cross, after all the mocking, after all the beating, the bludgeoning, they pulled his beard, he said, tetelestai, it is finished. And our work is finished in Christ, because we can never finish our work. Matter of fact, the older we get, the more things that we have to do. family gets bigger, bills pile up. Glory to God. That's normal. That's part of life. But Jesus says, it is finished. In me, it is finished. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Now, that's a question mark. If you're looking at your Bible or reading the text, there's a question mark there. Joshua, have I not been speaking with Moses, and are these words not for you as well? Have I not been speaking to you and telling you guys do these things? And that's what 9 says. Have I not commanded you? Be strong, courageous. Do not be frightened. And the reason why he said do not be frightened, and me and Brother John talked about this, is because he probably was frightened. Now, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To have fear is normal. But you can be afraid to the point where you don't get things done. Like, I don't want to step out here. I know the Lord wants me to go there, but I'm too scared. Now, that's the fear that God is talking right now to Joshua. A fear that you can't take the land. A fear that you can't lead the people. A fear that where they're going to get all the food. That's what God is saying. Do not be frightened. Nadara. You have my word. You have my promise. Everything that I've been doing, I will continue to do. I'm the same God that brought you out of Egypt. I'm the same God that parted the waters. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, very simply, we can take Joshua's name out here and insert our name. We could put Gus's name in there. We could put John's name in there. The listeners, you could put your name. And God is saying to you, listener, don't be frightened. Don't be dismayed. You're going to prosper, and you're going to have good success. That's what God is saying to us today. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Brother John, let him open up a little bit, and then we'll move on from there.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, as you was reading this tonight, I was looking at it, and it says, you know, if we look at it here, God gave instruction here, and he went step by step to Joshua. And this pertains to us, and it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, number one. It's for us, you know, today to always quote Scripture. Let the word flow from our mouth. That there's a lot of believers listening tonight. You know, with our tongue, we can speak blessings and we can speak curses as believers. And I'd rather choose to speak blessings instead of curses. Mm-hmm. And let godly things flow from our mouth. And it says, step number two here, we can look at it, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to that all that is written. So we need to pray, we need to meditate, think about obeying the word of God as much as we can. Okay? We need to take the flesh under suggestion of subject to the Holy Spirit, and we need to let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. Okay? And now, if we look at it, here's the blessings that God has for us today. For then, when we do these things, when we're obedient, when we start speaking the word, walking in the word, for God.
Amen.
But then he will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And then we'll go into verse 9 here. Have I not commanded you, be strong and be of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, those are some areas there that I have a little problem with at times. Is stepping out by faith. And I know that there's listeners out there who kind of say, well, that job is too hard for me. I'm not that smart. I just can't do that. I can't speak in front of 20 people or 10 people or even 5 people. I'm too shy for that. But see, when God can call you, called and qualified. I know a lot of you have heard this before. He qualifies the call.
Call.
It doesn't
Amen.
Matter. It doesn't matter if we look at something here. And in the Bible, Moses was called. Okay, Moses tried to talk his way out of it with God. He said, I don't even speak right. I can't speak right. He said, don't worry about it. He says, your brother Aaron will speak for you. So you see, God will make a way even in the desert. He will make a river in the desert. So it doesn't matter what your it doesn't matter how qualified or disqualified you think you are. God will qualify you. And what the Lord has just shown me out of this is that don't be afraid. Don't be disappointed. Don't be dismayed. Based, for God is with you wherever you go. You know, when you go to sleep at night, God is with you. When we wake up in the morning, God is with us. When we get in our vehicles, God is with us. Just keep praying, praising God, worship God, welcome His presence into your life. And I believe we'll have prosperity, and I believe we'll have good success. Amen? Praise God.
Amen. I totally agree. That's good. That's good work. Joshua didn't get to the head of 2-3 million people and be commanded by God by chance. Like, well, okay, Moses is gone, and for God to say, well, let me look around. I guess, Joshua, you don't look bad. I'll pick. It did not happen at all like that. If you look from Exodus forward to the book of Deuteronomy, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, you'll see that Moses was called, in the Bible, he was called the servant of the Lord. What a great title. I mean, those are names that we should want to acquire today. And he got that name by the Holy Spirit, because we know that the Bible is penned by the Holy Spirit. It's God-breathed. Now, we know men written, but under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit calls Moses by the servant of the Lord. Just as clear as if you was to say, Brother John, I'm calling him the servant of the Lord. Can you come over here today? That's how Moses was called by God, the servant of the Lord. What does a servant do? They serve. And that's what Moses was doing. He interceded for the people. He fasted on the mountain for 40 days. He received the commandments. He led the people. He guided the people. He gave them God's word. That's what we're to do. No different today. No different today. Now, when he went up on the mountain to receive the word that was written by the finger of God, when he fasted, when he was in the wilderness, do you know who was his right-hand man? It was Joshua. If anybody answered out on the radio, Joshua, you're right. Joshua was the one that was constantly with Moses. So he didn't get there by chance. So here's the understanding that I would like for you guys to get today. We don't get in different positions in our spiritual walk by chance. We need to constantly seek the word of the Lord, like Brother John was talking about. Constantly, it needs to be in our minds, in our mouths, in our hearts. That's what God is talking about throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. We'll give them a new heart. I will write these words on the tablets of their heart. I will have my words in their mouth. I will have my commandments to be in a part of their spirit, a part of their soul. You see, Joseph knew that it was a sin to go out with Potiphar's wife when she kept chasing him. He said, how can I do this? I will be sinning against God. How would he know that? That was 400 years before the Ten Commandments was given to Moses. See, those commandments are inside of a man. And we know that those things are wrong, even though we don't read the Ten Commandments, even though we don't have those tablets. God says them, and we just know that they're there. We just know that that's what God wants us to stay away from, or not to do these particular things. So God's word is inside of us. Let's manifest it. Let's be the type of Christian that somebody will say, that is a servant of God. That man or that woman is something different about them. And that's why God is using Moses. That's why God is using Joshua. Not because they're a king. Not because they was born of noble birth, not because they were rich, because they were slaves. Remember, they just came out 40 years before this, 38 years to be exact. They were slaves. They were in the mud pits of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, in the tar pits. And they were being beat and mocked and scourged, and Jesus called them. And Jesus came onto them and said, I am. And what does that mean? I mean, Brother John was going over this last week, if you remember, Brother John. What does the I am mean to them? I am your salvation. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I'll be your God. You'll be my people. He was everything that they needed, because they needed everything at that time. They were lost. They were chasadei. They were in bondage. Nasrayo. But look at the Jews today. Let's fast forward 3,000 years or however many years it is from Joshua till now. Look at the Jews today. They're probably the most successful people on the face of the earth. Jesus says, I will set you apart. You will be a peculiar people. They are. They're blessed. I'm going to let Brother John, because he knows a little bit better than me, on how many different businesses that the Jews do. Put that out there for the people. Let them know, and then we'll get back into the word. Let them know the different businesses that the Jews are in today. Now, keep in mind, before Brother John shares this with you, that they were slaves. Go ahead.
And, yes, you know, if we look at it, the Jewish heritage today, in today's world, if we look at it, the Jews own most of the retail corporations throughout the world, the clothing stores, fabric stores. Let's go into textile companies.
Diamond,
scrap metal, gold, the film industry, television networks, the movie industry, as we talk, and we can go on and on. Most jewelers are owned by Jewish businessmen. And look at the blessing that God promised, and look today how prosperous the Jewish people are, because God is faithful to his promise. But I'd like to share also with the listeners, my brother Gus shared a word earlier when he opened up, says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That promise is to us also today, because we are what now? Joint heirs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are heirs to the throne. So those same blessings that Abraham received, to us also, because we're now the seed of Abraham. The Word of God tells us that. So we need to receive it and see it. I want to share something here. I hope that Brother Gus is going to go back into the Word here. As I broke down some points that the Lord showed me tonight, which is just to share something with you. You know, businesses today are planned out. You know, they don't just say, hey, let's open up a business and let's do this and let's open up a steel mill and we'll make this steel. Well, it's all, there's a daily, a monthly, a weekly, a yearly planner on where that business wants to go. The same with the Lord here. Whether it's your ministry out there tonight, if there's a pastor listening out there, if someone is being called into the ministry, you have to write it down. You have to take notes step by step. You know what? We have to do these steps. Look how God made it clear here in verse 8. As our brother Gus, we'll just go over real quick. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Number one. Number two, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Then number, that's a little, or two or three, you could just outline it there and put some little numbers there. For then you will make your way prosperous. and then you will have good success. You see there? You, me, can make our way prosperous by being obedient to God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Good word.
Amen. So I just want to share that with our listeners out there. I felt that, including myself, I needed to hear that. And I, from the Holy Spirit.
I enjoyed hearing that.
Amen.
Listeners, I'm feeling that the Holy Spirit is just blessing the radio, and he's been doing that. He's been continuing to do that. And I'm just enjoying sharing the Word of God. Now, I know that we're talking a lot about Joshua, but there's a reason why we're talking a lot about Joshua. We're trying to lead up, and that's going to come next week, to a woman called Rahab. So we're not ending anytime soon. I think, how much time we got on the radio tonight, brother?
We have left with us about 22 minutes, 23 minutes left
okay.
of the program.
That's plenty of time. What we're trying to do is build up the story to get you to a woman called Rahab. And why did God save this one woman that was a prostitute in this whole gigantic city? Wasn't anybody else any better than this one prostitute? Shouldn't there have been a good family, a good couple of kids? Well, I guess we'll see. So going back to Joshua. Now, everything that is being written in the Bible, all our messages and all our notes and all our studies, they need to lead one place. And we say this often. They need to lead to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. They need to lead to the cross. They need to lead to salvation. They need to lead to the resurrection, some way, somehow. And that's what the Bible does from Genesis to Revelations. It's a redemptive story. You'll see that one man is in a pit and he's raised up. He's in it so long and then he's redeemed. We see that over and over and over. And then he goes to his brothers and they don't recognize him. That's a picture of Jesus. He comes to his people and they don't recognize him. We see the lamb throughout the Old Testament. It's slain. There's a lot of blood in the Old Testament. Why? Because there was a lot of blood on Calvary. And John says in Revelations, I turned and behold, I saw a lamb as it was slain on the throne. So what does this mean? I told you from the beginning, Joshua brought the people into the promised land. Following Christ is the only way into the promised land. And if we look at that, let's fast forward. And Brother John, I know probably the scripture better than me. He's your New Testament guy. If you guys have New Testament questions, please call in and ask for John D. Because he knows a lot better than me. And here it goes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So here it goes. When the man was on the cross, the two thieves, and he was dying, and he realized, okay, not to mock Jesus or say anything wrong about him, he realized this is a savior. This man has not done anything wrong. We deserve to be here, not him. He said, when I die, please remember me. You know what? That was believing in Christ. John 3:16 says, whoever believes, just believe. He didn't get baptized. He didn't receive the tongues. He didn't receive all these blessings that you get when you're a Christian for many years. Jesus didn't say, well, you know, if you would have got to me a couple years ago when I was preaching, I'm a little bit tied up right now. And I can't get to you. I'm sorry you came to me too late. No. Jesus did a miraculous thing before he died. He also saved somebody while he's on the cross. And Jesus, what did he say? You all know the answer. And for you that don't know the answer, here's a blessing for you guys tonight. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Where I go, you'll go too. You can come. You are welcome. All you have to do is confess. Believe. Romans 10:9-10:10. You confess with your mouth. You believe with your heart. 3:16 very simply says, believe. That's all you got to do. You got to do one thing in John 3:16. Believe. But Romans tells us we got to do two things. Roma tells us, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. When you believe, here's the understanding, bringing the two together. When you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven, right? Do we all agree? I know you all agree. When we believe in Jesus, we go to heaven, right? That's what I believed when I was a child, and I still believe that, and I'll die believing that. And listeners, I know you believe that too. When we believe, we go to heaven. When you confess Christ, like Paul was saying, you confess with your mouth. When you confess Christ, when you believe, you go to heaven. When you confess, heaven comes to you. I'll say that again. When you believe, you go to heaven. When you confess Christ, heaven comes to you.
Amen.
Why is that? How do we know that? Well, I gave you guys an analogy of, you know, the person on the cross. He believed, he went to heaven, right? Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Now, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but the story of Rahab, she gets saved because she confessed. And we're going to look at her confession next week, but I'm going to give you guys a little bit of window into next week's teaching. And it says, she told the spies, we've heard how your God brought you out of Egypt. We've heard. See the confession? She heard it, now she's confessing it. Now, all Jericho heard it, but they didn't do nothing with it. They trampled upon God's holy word. She treasured it in her heart. She wanted to do something with this. James talked about her, says faith without works is dead. So her faith and her works comes together, and look how heaven comes to her. We heard how you guys destroyed all the cities of the giants. We've heard how you guys defeated town after town. Please save me. And what did she do? Heaven came to her. She got saved. She was the only one person out of the whole big city of Jericho. Now, don't think of Jericho, a little dirty dust bowl in the middle of the wilderness town. Think of a small San Francisco in the middle of the wilderness with walls 30, 40 feet high. Gives you an idea now how big it was and the one person that got saved. Now, that's the idea. It was a fortified city, a big city, a strong city. So her salvation came to her. And she got saved. She was the only one woman. Brother John, I'll let you share a little bit on that if you like, or any part if you'd like. I'm going to look for a couple scriptures.
Yes, you know, just to share with that, our faith can either bring us life or death. Yeah, our tongue can bring us life and death. We talked about either blessing with our mouth or cursing with our mouth. The same way, we can bring eternal life to ourselves and to others. That's why we need to get the word of God out there. We need to find other avenues. It's great that we have all this great technology today. We need to use it more, and I know a lot of you do, especially the Facebook listeners. God bless you tonight. Those on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias out there, you do a great job to the believers out there. We love you, and God bless you. Keep the word out there. Put up the scriptures out there. Bless people. And warn people. Let's speak the truth. You know, I'd just like to share something with my brother and the listeners out there. We have to remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He still performs miracles. He still saves souls. There's still signs and wonders out there. He still heals the sick. Tonight, if you need a prayer for yourself, a friend, family member, a loved one, tonight, call in 916-889-7893. If you're listening by telephone tonight, just hit 1 on your keypad tonight. We'll call you up to the mic here. We'll take your call tonight. Just hit 1 if you're listening by telephone right now. or write to us at gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. That's gypsyradio1@yahoo.com. You know, I like to read something out there, Brother Gus, because we're getting to that time, and it's close to that time. You know, we live in a peculiar time. We see prophecy on the news every day, just about every single day. We hear wars, rumors of wars. The weather patterns are just so out of whack. I think a lot of you know. Even non-believers understand that they're living in the end time. And it's, we're not here to scare no one. That's not what our program is about. We're here to love you, Spirit. We're here to say, hey, there is a way to escape this. And that's by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. As Brother Gus said tonight, I know a lot of you know the scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave us the only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know, Romans says this, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scriptures say, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is the name of the Lord? Jesus.
Amen.
There's a key name there. The name that is above every name. It says the Bible tells us that there's going to be a day when this world will be over with. Whether it's a rapture, or whether you believe in post-tribulation, or pre. You know, I believe in the pre, and I believe Brother Gus believes in the pre. But I want to say this. We never know when our number's called, when our hands up on this earth. We might have a personal rapture. And we need to receive him. If there's a listener out there that can hear the sound of my voice tonight, if you never receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. I know there's some young people listening tonight. You might say, well, I might wait till I'm older, till I'm in my 30s and so forth, and then, you know, start think about giving my life to the Lord. You know what? Tomorrow's not promised to no one. And we need to receive him today. So there's a simple prayer that you can say and just believe it in your heart. You know, there's no written prayer to say, actually.
That's right.
I just want to share with the listeners out there, there's no written prayer. We call it the sinner's prayer. I call it the believer's prayer because you have to be a believer to say this prayer. Because if the Lord puts on your heart, I'm going to say a prayer tonight. And if there's anybody out there, I'm going to just pray, Father God, right now, if there's someone out there that's never received you, touch their heart, Holy Spirit, we ask. Father, draw them near to you tonight, Father God.
Yes,
give
Father
them
God.
That eternal life, Father God.
Yes,
all that
Father.
Emptiness, Father God, they tried everything.
Praise
they tried
you,
to
Lord.
Find peace and
yes.
happiness and joy
yes,
in a
Lord.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Whether it's a pill, whether it's alcohol, Father God,
yes, Father.
Whether it's
touch their hearts, Father.
Living an ungodly life, Lord, try to find that pleasure, and they just can't find it tonight. Father God, show them that they will never find it in the world.
You are the way, Lord. You are the way, Lord.
You are the way, the truth, and the life. Father God, touch their hearts to receive you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, if you say this prayer, I'm going to ask Brother Gus to lead into the believer's prayer. If you would, Brother Gus, tonight.
Yeah. It's simple, and Brother John said it. There's no written prayer in the Bible that you gotta pray. It's Jesus says believe. So just follow with me and believe in your heart, and you'll be saved. And just say, Lord, I admit I'm a sinner, and I'm in need of a Savior. I'm in need of forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross bearing my sins in mind, thinking of me at this time. I'm willing to turn away. I'm willing to look to you. I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I commit my ways now to you. Send your Holy Spirit, fill my life, take control, lead me, guide me. I want to be who you want me to be. And I thank you for now making me a child of God. And that's what you pray. And the Lord receives you, and now you're a child of God. You're a believer.
Amen. Amen. See, if you said that prayer tonight, believe in your heart, receive Jesus in your heart tonight, ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to guide him, to lead you. Tonight, if you're a believer and you're not walking the walk any longer, you're not praying anymore, you're not reading the word, you're not hanging around with godly people anymore, you're hanging around with the same old you used to hang around with before, and you're just sick and tired. I'm going to speak the whole mono language out there a little bit. Please.
Sounds good.
Be patient with us. Eugene, I do that. You got the hotel. I chew my Janes, you tell us, I chew you all. Janes, the sun, there's a hollow body. Mango, the hotel, pop with your ass. Hidden Valley tomorrow del a carotman of Delarat. Rachel Trial this year at Ujinterman. I pin him Heidi Popium who trial yet you saw Mugo del.
Hallelujah.
Dalmogo Yellow Poppy to the Model del.
Yes, Deborah.
Son to do Horat. They might as well pick it up to Sah. And she shed us on out. Lord Jesus.
Yes, Deborah.
Amen. And those tonight that are in a backslidden state tonight, say this prayer tonight. You know, there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. You know, they call it Oasis. They even give it a fancy name. They use the initials, once saved, always saved, Oasis. Whoa! That really sounds eternal security. You know, everybody uses a $2 word out there anymore to make it sound great. Wow! You know what? Oh, I was baptized as a baby, and I was baptized when I was 17, and now I'm 45, and I'm doing the same old thing. You see, you can't live your way. You got to live God's
right.
way.
Amen to that.
Don't be fooled by the false doctrines that say, hey, there's no tongues today, there's no miracles, there's no signs and wonders. That went away with the apostles. Remember what our brother Gus said a couple of times tonight, and I mentioned it. Jesus Christ, I'm going to repeat that. To the Oasis people out there, I'm going to speak to you. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He did not go out of business.
That's right.
Come back to the Lord. Repent. Repent tonight. Come back to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive me for disobeying you. I come back to you, my Father. Take me back like the prodigal son in Jesus' name. I came back to my senses. Thank you, Lord. Refill me, refresh me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
If you said that prayer,
Brother
welcome
John,
back.
Can I...
We missed you. Amen. Yes, go right ahead.
I just need maybe 60 seconds. We kind of gave a basis on what we're really getting into. The meat of it is going to be next week. Read up Joshua chapter 2. The whole chapter is very short. Let me see. It's... I don't know how many verses it is, but it's a very short chapter. It's all about them conquering Jericho, how they conquered Jericho. And it's about Rahab. We're going to be talking about that next week. So if you read up, you'll have more understanding next week. Write some notes. We'll be more than happy to take your calls. We'll take some prayer requests, and we'll answer some questions from you guys. God bless you guys.
Yes, amen. Amen tonight. If you need a prayer, call in. Tonight, area code 917-889-7893. If you're a call-in listener, just hit 1 on your keypad tonight if you have a prayer on that. We want to say thank yous to the listeners tonight. I'll tell you what, if you have a call, we have 5 minutes left in the program tonight. If you have any prayers tonight, I'd just like to share tonight, too. Tonight, I believe, was a night that God wanted to show us how to be successful and prosperous, like a businessman. See, God puts everything in order. You know, you see a fine-toothed businessman, He's got a planner. He's got his iPhone or smartphone with him. He's got a tablet. Okay. And he's got things in order. He has what they call an itinerary. He puts it together, what he's going to do that day, each and every day. That's what we need to do, discipline our body with the Lord. We need to plan it. You know what? If you need to write it down, maybe you can't spell good. If you could make out your own writing, put it the way you can. But say, you know, if I would start praying every day when I wake up, I'm going to pray in the mid-afternoon, I'm going to pray in the evening, I'm going to pray before I go to bed. I'm going to read the Word. That's what we need to do. We got to read the Word. We got to hear the Word. You know, Brother Gus and myself, a lot of times we get in our cars, go to work, turn radio and teachings on. We get fed the Word. And it's a great tool. Listen to Christian radio. Listen to the teachings. Praise and worship the Lord. Put your life in order, like you said earlier tonight in Joshua. He said, do not let them depart from your mouth, his words. Speak the Word out there tonight. Put down three or four basic things that you're going to do every single day. Write it down. And then the Bible says, if you do these things, then you will become prosperous. And you will become successful.
That's right.
Amen. It says you and me. See, that word tonight, I needed to hear tonight. And I praise the Lord for it. And, you know, I know there's listeners that need to hear that too tonight. So I wanted to share that with you. Put that in a step-by-step. Put your life, you know, let's get organized. It doesn't matter, oh, we say we're wrong and we don't have a schedule. We do have a schedule. God wants our life to be in order. He doesn't want a house that's out of order. And you know what? We should write down things that we need to do spiritually to achieve success in the Lord, in our daily life, in our families. Amen. I know it may sound like a Dajjal or a non-gypsy.
But it's right. But
it's the right way. There's a way that seems right to man. But that way leads to what? Destruction, the Bible says.
That's right.
Yes. So we need to do it God's way. And God's way is systematically.
Yeah.
And it's been that way from day one. If you remember in the book of Genesis, on the first day, God created the heavens and the earth. On the second day, that day, and so forth. They went on to 7 days. You see, every day we need to plan out what we're going to do. You know what? We can create things by speaking and believing them in our heart. Like,
right.
Speak that healing upon yourself. Speak that.
Brother John, I have a prayer request.
Sure.
I have a prayer request. My sister, Vivia, and her two sons, Joe, Steve, and her daughter, Desiree, their dad passed away this last 2 days.
Yes.
You know, I know the Holy Spirit is giving them the strength to be up and around and put smiles on their face. And I would ask that you would keep them in prayer, that you would put a prayer out there now, and that all the listeners would continue to pray. And I mentioned their names for a reason, because they're not just people that are hurting. They're my family. They're living with me. And I would want you to join in prayer, as Brother John prays, that the Lord would continue to straighten them and heal them.
Yes, yes, let's lift them up. And believers, prayer warriors out there, let's agree tonight. Father God,
thank you, John.
Because tonight, Father God, we lift up our sister Vivia, Father God, her family, her children, I believe it's Joseph and Steve.
Joe, Steve, Desiree.
Desiree. Father God, the whole entire family, Father God, their wives, their children, Father God. Father God, we ask for your peace and your comfort, first of all, upon them, Father God. Father God, we know that they lost their father, their husband, Father God. Father God, comfort them with your word, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Father God, for the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive shall remain and be with you forever, Father God. Comfort them with those words tonight, Father God, knowing that they will see Robert again, Father God.
With
Father God, tonight, Father God, in every area of their life, spiritually, physically, financially, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Make their way prosperous. May they have great success, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, may they have great memories of their father, Father God. We know he's in glory with you, Father God, tonight, and that they will see him, Father God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, a hedge of protection around them, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus upon them, Father God. Bless them, heal them, deliver them, set them free, and prosper them in every area, Father God. Their crown in their heads, the soles of their feet, and we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. And Brother Gus, I'd like to speak tonight. I'd like to say something tonight to those who need a financial blessing, a healing tonight. In the name of Jesus,
then you're
Father
speaking.
God,
then you're speaking to me.
yes, and myself tonight. Receive it from the Lord tonight, Father God.
I receive it
right there, Father. A spiritual healing, Father God, to those who need one. A financial healing, Father God, and breakthroughs, Father God, in Jesus' name. We call every need met, every bill paid in Jesus' name, Father God. Father God, to those, Father God, that need a physical healing, touch them and heal them. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, those that need deliverance tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, set them free, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Deliver them. Set them free, Father God. We come against drug addiction, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God.
Deliverance.
Father
Good
God,
love.
Deliverance, Father God, in Jesus' name, we give you the praise, honor, and glory. And we're going to say amen and amen.
Amen.
And you know what? Tomorrow
night, two great prayers, Brother John.
Praise the Lord. I want to let the listeners know, next week, I'm going to share with you, at the end of the program, we're going to take a few minutes and share that there is a way. For those who haven't, there is a way that God showed me that you can be set free.
That's
you know what?
Out.
I want to talk to the listeners from my heart tonight. I know what withdrawals feel like. I know what it's like when you look at your bottle and say, I only have 5 pills left. How am I going to make it? I got 3 weeks till the doctor's appointment.
Wow.
I got to go hit the streets and go find them. Okay? I know how you feel tonight. God wants to set you free from that demonic power of painkillers, opiates, what they call heroin addictions, in the name of Jesus. If you have a loved one that's struggling with drugs, tune in next Friday night. Next Friday night. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make it even better so nobody has to wait that long. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. I'm going to open up the program for 45 minutes. And there's something, it has nothing to do with me. We're not going to ask for $1, okay? One penny, one nickel, one dime from you. We're just going to help you find it, okay? There is something out there that's natural that will set you free. And God gave me that to set people free. And I'm going to share it Wednesday night with you. So please invite friends, loved ones. If you know someone who has a son or daughter out there, they might be a distant neighbor or a relative. I don't care who they are. Make sure they come in and listen to this. Pass out the number, 917-889-7893. Go to Facebook. We'll announce it there, and we'll share that with you. We'll take 45 minutes. We'll pray.
Stay involved
on
Facebook. Brother John has been putting everything that we've been doing lately. There's a lot of stuff going on with Gypsies for Jesus. All the updates will be there. The teachings will be there. The upcoming whatever we're doing will be on there. So if you need to know and you missed something tonight, you can find it on Facebook.
Amen. We want to say thank you for listening. We love you.
Yes.
And remember, faith in God moves mighty mountains. And
amen.
The Lord
John, Brother John, good work tonight.
Your great word tonight. We want to say thank you, Brother Gus, for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. Join us next week, next Friday, at a regular program. And next Friday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. And also this Wednesday night, we're going to talk about deliverance from drugs. Amen. We're going to show you how to be set free. Amen. So we want to say we love you. Good night. God bless you. I'm Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. God bless you. Good night.